Jason Riles is an Australian rep. He's a State of Origin player. He's played in grand finals and missed the grand final famously through injury as well. He's now an assistant coach at the Melbourne Storm. We thought we'd have a chat to him to see how things are tracking from a Storm point of view. G'day, Jason.
Morning, boys. How are we?
Yeah,
morning,
really Jason. Well. How are things going? I spoke to Frank Panisi on Friday on the radio show. He basically said there are no excuses for the Melbourne Storm. Everything's gone to plan. Has that remained the way 48 hours later?
Yeah, I think so. It's our process as far as our training and our preparation hasn't really changed. Obviously, there's a fair few things different in the week for the boys, but it's exciting and they embrace it. And our preparation's been as good as it possibly could be at this stage.
Yeah, Jason, thanks for joining us on such a big day. How much of a help has it been for the Storm to have their two finals at home and basically have their preparation from home base, so to speak?
Yeah, no, that's obviously a huge advantage for us, especially with the amount of travel that we do throughout the season. And it seems to be every time there's an away game or a team takes one of their home games away, it seems to be us going to play against them. So it adds to that extra bit of travel, but it's been good the last month being at home and being in a bit of routine, the players with their families and that sort of thing. So it's certainly an added bonus for us. But it all comes down to today, I guess.
All right. I don't know whether you have a specialty about who you work with most closely within the Storm side, but they talk about the big three. Well, let's talk about the biggest three, and that is Nelson Asifa-Solomona, Jesse Bromwich and Jordan McLean. Any special instructions to them today? You could probably really simplify what they have to do, but that doesn't make it any easier, Jason.
No, it doesn't. And obviously, they've got to go out there and execute what they've been doing well all year. So that's just been a real big focus for us, especially getting into the finals. Just maintaining what they've been doing for us all season, and that's generating real good momentum with their play the ball speed and being as tidy as they can defensively around the ruck. So leading into this game is no different, and obviously the two finals games that we have played, there's been a lot of things that we needed to improve on, needed to work on at training. So it's been a real good focus in regards to the last three games of the year. I think we won 140 to 24, so obviously there's always learnings that come out of it, but the two finals games in particular, there's been a fair bit to work on, and there's been a real big focus on that. And again, like you said, keeping things simple, but I think that's one of the real strengths of working down here and playing down here, is it's simple to start with, so there's nothing being stripped back. It's doing what they've been doing consistently well all year, but getting it done today.
Those middle forwards don't offload much. Is that deliberate?
No, we have a rule, and I'll be honest with you, we have a rule, so to speak, an unwritten rule, but it's in our sort of our ruck and our forwards, that if you can see the target and you can safely get the ball away, you pass the ball, and that's coming from Craig. So we promote offloading and that sort of thing and second phase play, but it's got to be to the benefit of the team, not just yourself and your stats. So It's one of those things where if you can see the person you're passing the ball to, then go for your life. But if not, then generally the play will be on the next play. So for the sake of giving up 2 or 3 metres, that play the ball might be super quick, and we can get Cameron out of dummy half, and obviously that's a real focus for us.
Yep, Cameron Smith from dummy half, always dangerous. Jason, it's a cliche in sport. You've got to lose one to win one. Is it just a cliche, or did you learn something from last year that could potentially help you this afternoon?
Yeah, I certainly think we did learn something from last year, and that's starting. So starting well. We spoke about it. We speak about that every week as far as starting well and starting fast. And I think there's 15 other teams that speak similar in similar terms as well. So last year, I think one of the biggest things to come out of it was that we turned the ball over early in that game. Didn't see it for about 9 to 12 minutes. So that really took the petrol out of the tank. And then the boys' credit, their resilience and their ability to keep responding was second to none as far as being right there to the end of the game. But obviously we don't want to be in that situation again.
That's how Cameron Smith gets to make 72 tackles in a grand final. If Michael Morgan's the top of Craig's tip sheet, I'd imagine Jason Taumalolo's not far behind him, forwards coach. How do you try and limit his impact on the game today?
Yeah, like, and I'm glad you said limit his impact, because there's absolutely no way you can stop the guy. So it's limiting his meterage with the footy. It's limiting the amount of involvements he has in the game, and obviously we want to get numbers into the tackle and get as many bodies in front and that sort of thing. And obviously, without going into it too much, that's basically a simple way that we've sort of approached it this week. And we do that every week with Taumalolo because he's such a special player.
Mm. Jason, probably impossible question to answer, but if the Storm are going to win this grand final tonight, where will they win it?
Where we've won most of our games, and that's through the middle part of the field. So if we can complete well, and obviously our defence is real cornerstone of our game and the Melbourne Storm game of the last 10 years, obviously, we'll back up any errors that we do make. But a real focus for us is completing well and making sure we're generating momentum through that middle part of the field, so that then we can really open up our second part of our strengths and Smith, Slater, Cronk, Munster, those guys, to give them ball with a bit of time to play rather than having the defence right on top of them.
Is that true that Jesse Bromwich has declared ANZ Stadium as his house and has challenged Jason Taumalolo to run at him all day?
One, I'd be really disappointed if he did, but two, knowing Jesse as well as I do, that's just not his style. So he's a very respectful guy, and obviously we haven't spoken about it internally, but it's been spoken about it, through the media and that sort of thing. But we don't want to poke the bear, and we don't want to upset him in any way to give him any added motivation that he already has. So he's going to be a huge challenge for the guys in limiting Taumalolo's impact on the game. So they'll be doing as best they can.
Don't worry, Jase. That's me just making it up here on a Sunday morning.
As he always does.
You're throwing the line out. Hello, hell, I'm biting.
No problem. Hey, busy day for you guys. It could be a really memorable day as well, Jase. Appreciate your time this morning, and good luck tonight with the Melbourne Storm.
No worries. Thanks, guys. Really appreciate your time.